Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey, chickens. It's the fabulous Adam Richard. I hope you had a fun festivities. Now I'm going to find out how you felt about our rewatch of the season 12 selected scenes. Hey, chickens, this is the fabulous Adam Richard. Thank you so much for all of your messages about the Christmases and the Series 12 rewatch business. Looking forward to New Year's Day post. The 2nd of January. I know, it doesn't feel that special for us in Australia. Anyway, James said, listening to you going through these particular stories like this makes them come across as a really strong bracket of Doctor Who storytelling. Oh, the cyber finale especially. That was me adding that in. He didn't say that. James said, fun, humour, horror, action, and exciting revelations one after the other. Marvellous, really. Who cares if not everything is perfect? Not this little black duck. Plus, he has a theory, a response to my theory, and a theory of his own, plus more theories. That's what the podcast is for. It's all for theories. He says the fam wasn't in Dr. Ruth's TARDIS. Oh, yes, because I thought in the trailer for Revolution of the Daleks that they were in the Ruth Doctor TARDIS. He said they were in the one that they used to escape Gallifrey at the end of The Timeless Children. You are correct, I think, James, because I forgot that the inside of that one was the same as, well, you'd only really build the one set, really, wouldn't you? Just use it for everything. So he says his series, in the trailer, Yaz has been trying to work out how to drive the TARDIS. Lots of the labels are on the controls. Oh! Ooh, she may be going a bit doolally. meanwhile, more theories. One, does the Ruth Doctor know that she was the timeless child, or had she forgotten too? That is an interesting question. I do not know. Just how many 13 regeneration cycles have they been through? I suspect it might be a lot, and that the memory wipe involves a pretty profound clean out each time. Yeah, that seeing Brendan get zapped in the head by his dad and his boss was kind of an indication that is something that happens in quite a painful manner. This theory could get a lot more complex, involving commentary on the brain of Morbius and the name of the Doctor, but you really don't need that. No, I don't. That is, I'm already confused. You don't need to add extra Doctors into it. Question two, how come the TARDIS at the lighthouse looked like a police box? I have two theories for this one. A, the police box thing goes back a long way, and having been manipulated to steal that particular TARDIS, it whisked the first Doctor to 1960s Earth, where it would get back into its preferred outfit. Yeah, that's also my theory. It's just like, you know, she identifies as a police box. That's just what she likes to be. B, part two. I feel like I'm reading a contract now. Part B of subsection two, clause A. The TARDIS at the lighthouse recognised the 13th Doctor and dressed accordingly. Ooh, I like option B myself, simple and elegant. That is an interesting. That is. Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, the only way you're going to know what I am is if I make myself into a TARDIS. Because I know you from the future, because the TARDIS lives in all times. Oh, that is an interesting. Yeah, I like that theory, James. That is fun. James has also given us a gift of a seasonal poem. Along with his many scenes that he's given us all year. I know it's after Christmas now and you're probably just like, no, I've taken down the decorations. Please don't read me a Christmas poem. I'm going to do it anyway. Doesn't matter. James's poem is thus, away in a TARDIS with bunks for a bed. A woman called the Doctor tilts her sweet head. The fam in the corner look over her way. The lost timeless child with nothing to say. The console is bleeping. The Doctor reacts and reels off some babble with numerous facts. Ryan and Graham ask her, what does it mean? While Yaz gazes fondly as if in a dream. Be near us, dear Doctor, we ask you to say. In your blue box forever, fly over our way. We'll all stay beside you wherever you roam. And a happy Christmas to all of you at home. Oh, he's quoted the first Doctor in the 13th Doctor poem, because that's what the first Doctor says in the Feast of Stephen, which apparently is the first ever wiped episode. I mean, my memory might be wrong. But yeah, it was like it was part 7 of the 12 episode Dalek Master Plan. It was just like a weird thing where they ended up in silent movies or something. I can't remember. It's very strange. And at the end of it, the first Doctor turns to the camera and says, and a Merry Christmas to all, a Happy Christmas to all you at home, because it was a Christmas special. I know. You thought Christmas specials were just for the David Tennant Doctor? Oh, no. It happened before. But yeah, barreling is weird. That's what they call it when you look down the barrel of a camera in television. When they call it barreling if you are addressing the camera itself as opposed to looking at the little X that's next to it. When you're talking to someone who's meant to be there, they give you eye lines. Sometimes they put a box there, or like the actual actor you're meant to be talking to will be standing there. Or sometimes it's just like, you know, that it's too close. They want you to look really close to the camera lens, but not down the camera. So they put like a little mark on the camera. And, you know, it's your job as an actor to pretend that that is a person. What fun. We're having acting lessons. I'm like Helen Mirren in that. In that masterclass video, which I've just remembered, that came up as an ad when I was watching that Daleks thing. Anyway, that'll be in a different episode. Mavis says, I love the new Cyberman design. It's a pity very few of their stories ever live up to their potential. Oh, that is like now a trope of Cybermen, that their plans are dastardly and stupid and no one knows what's going on. Mavis says, however, I'm old and Tom Baker's Voga revenge story has always had not such nostalgia for me. I do love Revenge of the Cybermen. It's terrible, but I love it. I remember once I turned up to school for show and tell and did not have anything to show. So I did a tell and just explained everything that happened in the last night's episode of Doctor Who, which happened to be the final episode of Revenge of the Cybermen, where they almost crash into the planet. And the planet is clearly just a bit of toilet roll with some fake planet on it that they're rolling in a circle. like my Christmas crackers, which I made out of toilet rolls because I forgot to buy them. Drex says, Spyfall 1 was wonderful. It really felt like the Chibnall era had found its feet. But then part 2 descended into lazily scripted sofa of reasonable comfort cliffhanger resolution and criminal underuse of two amazing historical figures. On top of that, the Doctor weaponizes the Master's ethnicity in Paris, which was a terrible way to resolve that conflict. Yes, thank you, Drex. That's who I was referencing when I talked about that before I got into these comments. It is terrible, although it kind of, I feel like there were things that were trying to be said that just, you know, they ran out of time. But I feel like the saying that about the Master's ethnicity and the Nazi reaction to it is kind of foreshadowing what actually happened to Noor Khan when she was discovered. And it's just a kind of Yeah, like it feels like, you know, that it's just the Nazis are bad and this is our most shorthand way of doing it. And I agree, using someone's ethnicity against them is a terrible, terrible thing to do. But, you know, it kind of felt like they were trying to go somewhere with it and never... and didn't do it successfully. Like, there was a better way of doing it than that. But anyway, that's how it is. Dwayne has sent me an email, theory@adamrichard.com.au. Lovely Dwayne from the Sirens of Audio podcast, who's been talking to some amazing people. Janet Fielding just recently. Like, you've got to get onto that podcast. They have some great chats. Dwayne says, here's his theory about Mary Shelley and how the events of Villa Diodati with the 13th Doctor and Mary's time with the 8th Doctor both happened. Oh, here we go. Although not seen on screen, the Doctor knew she had met Mary before, obviously, because she's a later incarnation. There was an example of the Doctor tampering with someone else's memory in Spyfall. So my theory is the Doctor wiped the memories of everyone in the Villa Diodati, making the future appearance of the 8th Doctor later in that 3-month period that they were there possible. Ooh! So the events of the haunting of the Villa Diodati and Mary's story from the Company of Friends in Big Finish and then her travels with the 8th Doctor took place, allowing Mary to be a companion. Oh, this is a great theory, Dwayne. And we did see that. We did see her wipe memories. Oh, so good. All right. Next episode, I'm going to dip back into the Time Lord Victorious and the final episode of Daleks! Exclamation mark.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow-up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.